This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, checking in with State Representative Court Boyce representing District 1, including parts of Douglas County. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Timber capital of the world and our most famous safari, World Wildlife Safari. Good morning.
Well, wanted to check in on a number of things right off the front, and I know there's a big meeting going on involving Measure 110, and this has been quite a challenge for Oregonians. What are some of your thoughts about what you would like to see happen with that?
You know, I'm kind of part of the Freedom Caucus portion of the House Republicans, Kyle, that want full repeal, want recriminalization of hard drugs. And as you well know, everything has gone increased in homelessness, crime, addictions. And, you know, the far left of the Portland portion of our legislature, they just keep pushing and wasting dollars thrown at these difficulties. And meanwhile, our district attorneys, our law enforcement is underfunded, and we have just got to keep pushing back against that and support even down to the juvenile, the jails in all the counties. We're just not doing a full job there.
With a short session and its time limitations, though, do you think realistically something can happen on Measure 110 during that short session?
Absolutely, and we have to. It's we're just, our backs are up against the wall. We can't waste another year. The opposing party is just not facing the music on what we have to deal with. And, you know, there's half a dozen that I think are starting to get it. And so if we can swing them, you know, the local law enforcement people are very much involved. And, I mean, they're on the front lines. They're in the trenches. And they know what has to be done to battle this and improve the quality of life, especially with crime going up.
What else do you see happening during this short session?
You know, I'm watching from an international standpoint what's going on in Israel, how that impacts Oregon, how that impacts Oregonians. It's a cultural breakdown. We've got people in our own state that are basically denying or at least hiding what is happening. Words can't describe the English language to children and women in the little country of Israel. And so I am very strong and staunch in my support for that tiny country. It's a great ally. And so, yes, that's one issue. Certainly the Secretary of State making an arbitrary, almost an executive decision, Kyle, to the artificial intelligence surveilling citizens in Oregon, especially rural citizens. So if you have a disagreement with their dogma and their program of policies, we're just not going to stand for that. And so we push back very hard on that.
For your committee assignments right now, what kinds of things have been going on?
Well, we're hoping to salvage the governor's House Bill 3414, which would slightly expand the urban growth boundaries for a lot of small communities. It's got some slight amendments. You know, sometimes I think we just need to get massive RV parks and get roofs over the heads of people that want to live in Oregon. The middle class needs to be supported and encouraged. You know, we throw a lot of money as well at the low-income folks, but the families that are trying to hold their lives together and report, and so they come up to a fine line, and you know, because they're in that middle class quote unquote category, we sometimes don't support them as we should. Of course, parent rights on school choice, the whole educational process, just watching what happened, Kyle, in Portland with the teacher strikes, just tragic. 3 weeks that they were out after the losses those kids had in you know, the two primary years segments of the pandemic.
Let's back up for a minute to you mentioned the zoning, the governor's proposal there, and it seems like it's been a bit, that's a bit of a complex issue. You have some folks that normally agree with each other on different sides, and some that are near often opposed, ending up on the same side.
Yeah, we might be cutting out just a little bit here. Forgive me, but I think I understand your question. You know, we got so close to that, and there again, the unfortunate loss of another year. We passed that with Republican support with the governor by 6 votes and went to the Senate, lost by 1. We couldn't recover on that. So again, 12 months later, soon we'll be in January, February, then we'll have a chance to pull the other side in. And I'm very optimistic. It's going to take some hard work. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves. And I think that's going to happen. And I'll sure be doing my part.
And talk about meetings or things you've been at around the district.
You know, I did the Mercy Foundation dinner on Saturday night. What a pleasant deal. I think they raised almost $200,000. You know, it's kind of fun in my district. I don't have it as tough as the Eastern Oregon in terms of geographical miles, but California-Oregon border to Winston-Dillard, my 10 cities, excuse me, 8 cities with 1,000 or more people. It's a round trip of almost 300 miles. So I've got my track shoes on and just enjoying it. And so that was one. I'll be at the local public safety coordinating commission meeting tomorrow. I'll be at different wineries to understand the support that they need and the portions that contributes to tremendous industry in the Umpqua Valley. I've got different meetings, different city councils, back and forth to Salem. I think I've put almost 50,000 miles on my pickup in the last 11 months.
Wow. All right, State Representative Corb Boyce, anything else you want to add for folks before we go?
No, just I'm accessible if anyone has anything they need. Just proud to serve, and we've got some hard work to do, of course, but we also have some, as well as the difficult issues that we have in Southwest Oregon and the entire state, we have some tremendous opportunities. So I work with a great team. I'll be supporting Chris Goodwin for state senator, and we'll just keep promoting the work of that team and moving forward. Thanks for mentioning the House Homeless Committee, and then on ag, water, everything that's involved there, land use, that's right where I need to be.
All right, State Representative Corb Boyce, thanks for being on this morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you again.
8:39 at the morning report.